T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
New research has ranked the most popular languages for word-based tattoos, not just in the U.S., but worldwide. And number one is?
Japanese.
How'd you know? Did you see
because
this?
Because if I was going to get words written on me, I think it would be kind of cool to have them in another language. But I always worry, though, that someone would F with you and they'd say, well, I want the words, you know, hashtag blessed, put on my shoulder blade. And then they would be like, hashtag loser.
That, you know, says hashtag breasts.
Right. And then it would take someone from Japan who could read and speak Japanese to say, oh.
Christina breasts. Has a symbol on her that is either Japanese or Chinese. I don't know.
Okay.
And I know I've asked her about it many years ago, and she told me, I don't know what it, I have to go out there and ask her what that thing says again. But She definitely is one of those people who put her trust in a tattoo guy, right, and has to cross her fingers that it's correct. Because
you should look that up yourself and take the symbols with you to the, just to be sure.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, the tattoo artists will misspell stuff lots of times. That's always fun. You definitely don't want them misspelling something you can't even tell is misspelled.
Yeah, I have. I actually have a friend whose daughter went and got a tattoo, and they screwed the date up. There was a date there. They screwed it up. She left. Someone went, that's not the date.
Oh.
And she went, oh my God. Had to go
it's
back.
It's on me forever.
I was like, this whole thing went down before I got became involved in the story, but I was actually saying, leave it. It's actually better to have the date wrong and let that be the story of that tattoo than it is to have them try and fit a number in there or like, and it's just janky.
Yeah, I suppose you could get one section lasered off and try again, but that seems like a lot and it's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your
the
best
story
bet
of
is,
the tattoo is this is the thing.
Your best bet is to double check that before it's inked on you.
Double and triple. And
they usually ask. They will actually ask you, take a look. Take a good long look. Go look in the mirror. Walk around with that. Like it's just stenciled on you. Yeah, you get a stencil on you. And then, you know, hey, go look in the mirror. Does that look straight to you? It looks straight to me.
Yeah.
And like the guy who does.
Exactly.
The guy who does my tattoos will just, he'll put it on and then he'll look at it and he'll completely squirt, wipe it down and do it again.
Oh, well.
Like trying to make it straight.
Well, look, that's his name. If you're trying to make a name for yourself in the tattoo world, do good tattoos.
Yep.
Take exactly your time and make them as perfect as you can make them.
Body. Anyway, it's Japanese, Chinese, Arabic, Latin, Korean, Greek, French, Spanish, Italian, and coming in at number 10, English.
Oh, I'm surprised we're at number 10 just based on how many people have, oh, no, you didn't, on their tramp stamp. You know, that kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah. And Christina has another tattoo in the middle of her back. And I was actually recently talking about tramp stamps.
Yeah.
And she was like, made a frowny face. And I go, what? And she goes, well, I have one of those. And I go, no, those are supposed to be down by your butt.
Yeah, they're
yours
supposed
is
to be
in the middle of your back. And she goes, oh, so they got my tramp stamp wrong?
I went in and asked for a tramp stamp.
It's not. It's the middle of your back. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. It's way higher than whatever.
Well, she lucked out.
Well, it's also when you get a back tattoo, you completely forget that you even have anything there.
Ah, yeah, sure.
I see her tattoo all the time. She never sees it.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Well, how would she see it unless she was specifically looking for it?
Right. But certainly.
I look at my butt in the mirror a lot, so I'd probably see it from time to time.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Sure. I'm always just like, how's that thing doing? Let's take a look.
And?
Oh, it's so fine.
I don't know. So you like to turn around and look back into the mirror at your butt? Do you bend over or are you like?
No.
Oh. Well, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing either. I don't know. You're naked and I've got a full length mirror right there. So sometimes I just take a look. Let's see what's going on back there. You know, what if you've got some big growth on there that you're like, God, that looks cancerous. Let's get that looked at. But if you hadn't turned around, you wouldn't know.
Wow.
All right.
She's being serious. I didn't realize.
I'm not looking for cancer. I just look at my ass sometimes. You know, I look at my ass in jeans. I look at my ass without jeans. I have these new underpanties that I got for Christmas. They're little boy shorts.
Underpants.
Underpanties. And they're so like seamless and so soft and my butt looks great in them.
Mm.
I think, you know.
I love your ass.
This is really fun. I'm really I who knew?
Yeah, huh. Not I.
All right. Yeah, I honestly don't look at my butt in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if there's
I do not. No, I haven't looked in a while.
Alex,
I probably should
butt
though.
In the mirror a lot?
I don't know. I feel like it's something I would do, but yeah, I don't do it a lot if I do.
Yeah. People look at their butts. Don't. I'm not saying I look at it every day. It's just, you know, you're checking yourself out.
Do you look between your knees when you're looking, or are you looking, bending, turning around?
Yeah.
It just depends on the mood I'm in, Vin.
Breaking your neck.
am I in the mood to look at myself upside down?
Uh-huh. Oh, all right.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.